the demigods are a very high race within the human species. They are often considered, in fact, above the human species, because compared to the greatest powers that any human being can have, the demigods and the rakshasas are supernaturally powerful. Try to understand that within the universal creation, Vayu has control over the wind and the air. Agni has control over all fire. Surya is presiding and controlling the sun planet. So when we read of how the demigods can do incredible and amazing things, it should not surprise us. We cannot compare ourselves to such empowered beings. And oftentimes the demigods, they are not necessarily all pure devotees, but they are very pious beings with extremely pious karma by which they're given a birth with incredible facility and incredible opulence, but they still have their independence to behave according to their mind and senses desire, if they so desire. So it is very difficult to understand the activities of the demigods. But the Puranas explain many of their activities for several reasons. There are Puranas in the mode of ignorance to uplift one to the mode of passion, Puranas in the mode of passion to uplift one to the mode of goodness, and those Puranas in Sattva Guna which are meant to uplift us to the transcendental platform of pure unalloyed devotion. So there are various stories which are explained within the histories of the Vedas for different classes of people for different purposes. So there is one beautiful story of how Surya, the presiding deity of the sun planet, he had a beautiful and chaste wife of the name Usha. And Usha had very difficult time with her husband because he had such a glaring effulgence around him. It was difficult for her to look at him. So she wanted perhaps to give her eyes a rest for some time. So she came to this earth planet and she began to live at the hermitage of Kanva Muni, one of the great rishis of the Puranas. Meanwhile, Surya was very much anxious to be in the company of his consort. So he came down to this earth. And as he was approaching the hermitage of Kanva Muni, Usha saw him coming. So she wanted to escape. So she took the form of a female horse and began to run away. So Surya took the form of a male horse and chased after her. And he caught her. And then they began to perform lovely pastimes together as horses. Now there were five Rishi Kumaras, and they happened to be watching this, that the great demigod Surya and his queen Usha are playing pastimes in the form of horses. So they began to laugh. What is this? So Surya cursed them to become trees in that very spot. So the five Rishi Kumars became five banyan trees at this very place. In fact, right here you can see five banyan trees. And since that time, this place has been known as Panchavati, the place of the five banyan trees. Hare Krishna. And since that time, this place has become a very, very holy place. In fact, Sita and Ram decided to reside here during their exile. And they took their residence right under these five trees. Just behind you, you'll see this temple, Sita Gumpa. It is the cave in which Sita and Ram resided while living here in Panchavati. Does anyone else want to say anything? Sanat Kumar, Krishna Narayan? The residence of Sita and Ram. Same cave is still present. Murli Dar, you can pay enough so that everyone could get in. Disciple succession. Disseminating Lakshmi. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.